Judah and Matthew are dumpster people, and they occasionally use foul and inappropriate language. Listen at your own risk.
They're the guys who know just what you wanna hear. These blogs are updated just 5 times every year. It's the show. And Dusty wrote to them from jail and said it's great. Now it's time for Brother Date.
Welcome to Brother Date, mailbag edition. I'm Matthew.
I'm Judah.
What's going on, doggy?
Ooh, it got cold. I mean, not probably as cold as where you are, but we have had a real warm January and February, and finally last night, some parts of the Bay Area got below freezing.
Well, we did a flipsy, because we're having the week that you guys had last week or the week before or whatever. It's 79 today.
Woo!
And it's going to be in the 70s pretty much all week, so. We done pulled a flipsy.
It's opposite day. I'm in Fort Nasty. My house is Fort Nasty.
And mine is California.
Okay.
California?
No, I get it. I heard it and I get it.
I even turned on the AC in this joint.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It was getting warm. And I hadn't used the AC yet since I moved in, so I wanted to test it and see if it was working.
And it didn't just, like, blow a bunch of baby spiders out of the vents or anything?
No, not that I've seen. The baby spiders are pretty small, so maybe I missed them.
Yeah, but there'd be, like, a whole cloud of them.
Oh, that's what that was. Okay, yes. So a bunch of baby spiders flew out.
Yeah.
Lots of spiders.
Well, hopefully it won't do that when you need it in the summer.
Yeah. Hey, we should get into mailbag, I guess.
Yeah, we should.
Mailbag!
By Brother Date.
And for this mailbag, I want to step all the way back in time to January 8th.
We should all set our minds back to...
Set your mind back to January 8th when you, my Tixapick,
yep,
wrote, at Brother Date, canned chili review number 2.
Oh, okay.
The primary ingredient in Wolf Brand chili must be something burned or dirty. Yeah. A nasty paste like Van Camp's.
Okay.
Matthew, our first mailbag today is not from Marjan. And
what?
It's not from Ryan, and it's not from Ben. It is from someone called Catan et la Lune.
Okay.
At Lunar Catan, who writes, replying to at Dear Ham Sandwich, at Brother Date, you're wrong, and your taste buds are defective.
That's interesting. Who knew that the chili review is what was going to bring people back around? I should catch up with my chili reviews then.
Yes. That's now also on February 10th, this individual posted to their own Twitter feed.
Mm.
I found Wolf Brand chili at a Walmart in South Carolina. Time for some poverty pie at Frito-Lay.
Oh my goodness. So they love it so much. They were excited about it and tweeted about it on their own. And then what? They, like, searched on the Twitters to see
writing about this good, good Wolf Brand chili?
Who's like-minded, like me, wants to talk about this chili.
And they discovered that you consider it a nasty paste.
Hey, I did not even realize that I had gotten a reply on that. Thank you for alerting me.
And they fucking included at Brother Date in there because you wrote it to at Brother Date.
Good. Good.
So, don't know much about this individual.
Wait, so what date did they reply?
On the 10th. The same day.
Wow.
So, February 10th. So, over a month after you wrote that review.
Okay.
Well, that's how little traffic there is about Wolf Brand Chili
that's
on Twitter. They don't have a good social brand, apparently.
I feel like Twitter never told me that I had gotten a sweet reply on that.
I think you would have enjoyed knowing about that.
I would have definitely enjoyed that. Well,
Don't know a ton about this person. They are an artist. I believe that they are also one of the furries.
Oh, no.
And they have a link on their Twitter to their Not Safe for Work Twitter, where they will draw such as a cat with huge cartoon breasts.
Thanks.
Enjoy it. Just know before you step to Wolf Brand Chili that they have a defender.
That's good. I'm glad about that. And now I finally have reason to catch up with my chili reviews.
That's right.
Now I know
who knows what else is lurking out there if you have something to say about Piggly Wiggly's store brand chili.
It's going to bring in all the strangers who I desperately want to know my opinions and also listen to this show if they get the chance.
Do they have a brand identity, like a Safeway Select?
Piggly Wiggly? Oof. I don't think so. I don't think their operation is robust enough for that.
That's kind of a shame.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, Kroger does, and I've already reviewed the Kroger chili. It's been the best of the chilies so
far. What kind of generic Dr. Pepper do they sell at Piggly Wiggly? That's always the most interesting.
I don't know. I'll check it out. I'll send you the spicy soda selection next time I walk in there.
Okay.
I'll screenshot it.
I'm interested to know.
Okay. Well,
if it's the Skipper or Dr. Skipper.
Dr. Star, maybe.
Dr. Star's. Dr. Joe's Spicy Soda.
Dr. Joe's Spicy Soda. Dr.
I think there was a Dr. Thunder.
Mr. Pibb.
Mr. Pibb is the weird one. Is one of the weird ones. I mean, it's not as weird as when Safeways was just called Skipper.
Yeah, that's right. That was weird. That's. You got to have some kind of Mr. or Doctor or... How about Professor? Has that happened anywhere been Professor?
I don't know. I don't know if there's, like, Herr Professor Dr. Johann's amazing spicy cherry soda.
When we flew on Lufthansa, they did address Marge on the little slip, the receipt or whatever, as Ms. Professor Doctor or something like that.
I like that. She didn't go to all those high-powered schools to not be called both doctor and professor.
Yeah, and we know the Germans left the compound word, so that was not a surprise that they just went for all of it.
Was she a professor at the time? I think not.
she had already accepted her position to be a professor.
Okay. All right. That counts, then.
But if there was, like, a Professor Spicy Soda, that'd be a good one. We should market that. Professor Balzac.
I'd love to honor the dead milkman. What's the name of the professor he's always ranting about?
Oh, God, I don't know. Which song is that in?
No, it's in all the spoken interludes about the sausages or whatever.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's like Professor Griff or something. I don't know.
Professor Griff's spicy soda?
Something like that, yeah. Spicy Philadelphia soda. Mm. We wouldn't have to make it in Philadelphia. That's just where the dead milkmen are from.
Yeah, but I like the marketing angle, though, because you could capture a region. The worst region, but you could capture a region.
Yeah, my sister's really moving up in the world. She dates a full-blown professor. Goes by the name of Professor Griff. He's a great guy. He's a good old boy, that wild old Professor Griff. God. I think he's a history professor. The other day he told me the wildest story about the history of jewelry, etc.
Yeah, their rants. I mean, their interludes. Talk about bad spoken word.
It's not good. And it always ruins... Whatever the name of that song is,
track three,
about I saw you naked. You were holding a trout.
Yeah, you have to sit through track three first. Right. Interlude on track three. Yeah, we killed him. Had no other choice. Well, cool. That made my day. I'm really glad to know that the commenters are finding my chili reviews.
It's anyway, awesome. This cat individual rides for Wolf.
Okay. All right.
Ryan wrote in on the 16th, at Brother Date, everything about that launch delighted me. Did it delight you that the main booster didn't land on its drone platform? Because that was the only thing that I think was missing.
That was one of the things about the launch. So come on, Ryan.
It was one of the things about the launch, yeah. Oh, that is true.
If every single thing made you so satisfied about this launch. That includes that one then, doesn't it, Ryan? So no one's still checking that that camera that shows the car out there, right? No one cares about that anymore.
I think the camera's batteries ran out like after 12 hours. I don't think it's still there's anything still broadcasting.
They probably knew that by then the traffic would have died down anyway.
It's not going to do anything interesting anyway. It's not like going anywhere cool.
No.
It's just going to orbit around in space.
They didn't try to launch it into the big red spot or anything like that.
No, that boy, that would have been neat.
In a couple of years, that would have been neat.
They're sending it out as far away as a mission would need to go to Mars so that they can prove that they can send a payload that far with that rocket.
Hmm.
But it's not actually going to Mars because they missed the window for the actual rendezvous.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Wait, why wouldn't we think that they could shoot it that far? Once it escapes our orbit, isn't it just going to go there?
Well, you got to get the car up there, and then the stage that pushes the car still has to have enough fuel. So, like, the whole... It really is. Getting something to Mars is takes a lot more energy and is a lot harder than getting something just to Earth orbit.
Yeah, but, like, getting it out of orbit. Like, once it's out of orbit, isn't it... You don't need much more energy after that, right?
Well, no, I mean, so you still... The answer is you still do, but... Because it's not going to escape the sun's orbit, so you still have to push it a certain amount to get it to go somewhere. You need a certain amount of delta V to get to Mars, as opposed to just getting to the moon or whatever.
Right.
So escaping the Earth does not necessarily get you anywhere you want to go in the solar system.
Well, then how do we shoot those things out of the solar system? When do they stop firing? You know, like the V'gers.
Well, they haven't been firing for a long time, but A, they're very small and light, and B, they used gravity assists.
Right.
From the big planets like Jupiter to get flung all the way out there.
Right.
But they have passed, they're going to leave the solar system. They have passed the sun's escape velocity.
Yeah.
It can be done. The entire point was to prove that this system can be done. Like, things have been to Mars many times.
I know. I know. I was just saying, why do they need to show us that by shooting it out that far? Like, I think it's pretty obvious they can get to Mars, was my point.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was saying. It's obvious they can get to Mars.
No other private company has a launch vehicle that can get to Mars.
Yeah, well, seems like we launched a lot of stuff that way.
Yeah, it's true.
And farther.
Look, it's all true. It's not going to be the first thing to get to Mars.
Yeah.
Woof. Anyway, Ryan, Matt's not impressed.
I'm not super impressed.
We fired another different kind of rocket. So for you, the impressive thing is how them shits come back down and land.
That is
because that's impressive.
Yeah,
it's very impressive.
I mean, I don't know.
It looks show-offy, by the way.
I don't know how useful it is. I thought it was fine when things were just going into the drink. Like, but whatever.
I guess theoretically they can be reused.
Yeah, but just make them waterproof. That'd be much easier, right?
Well, I wonder. You know what? They did recover the solid rocket boosters for the space shuttle, so they might have reused parts of those.
Yeah. And also, the people. They recovered the people, too. They didn't get drowned out there most of the time.
I mean, except for the 14 people they didn't recover.
Most of the time. Most of the time they didn't drown out there.
Yeah. It's almost certain that the people who died in Challenger did not drown.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, that thing broke up.
No, it didn't. But it was going... I mean, yes, it did, but not... They were inside a part of it that didn't break up when it hit the water, but it hit the water going very, very fast.
Hmm.
Drowning was not what happened to them.
Yeah. They were made of smaller bits.
Yeah. At Brother Date, same day, Ryan writes, I have absolutely gotten disappointed and mad and then done more things that made me mad. Did we talk about spiraling?
I think we might have. It's the thing that happens.
I wish I remembered what that was in relation to.
It happens to me quite often, where I'll screw something up, get mad, screw something up worse, get even more mad, and then I basically am not able to function. I have to go sit somewhere quietly. Because of the anger problems.
Yep, it's rough to have bad anger problems.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't have them, but it seems like it would be rough.
A lot of the time it's technology, something, some piece of technology has stopped working, and that sets me off.
Yeah, boy, can I tell you about a thing that happened to me yesterday?
Yes.
I was looking for a font. I think I was looking for a font to do that logo.
We all have these problems. This is a common problem.
You can't find the right font. one of the font websites was a virus.
Oh, that's sweet. That's how they get
Which
you.
Is fine, because I have an antivirus.
And but it that's went, just definitely went, how they get you these days, though. They're like, anyone looking for a font is going to get yep. fucked up.
And it just went, ding, 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 this site have a virus. So right. I said, okay, and I closed that site, and then I ran a system check, and everything was fine. But my antivirus notice did need updating, so then I restarted my computer.
Okay.
Everything's cool, everything's fine. Computer comes back normally, only now... When I hold the shift button and hit the apostrophe key, instead of giving me the double quotes, it gives me an at. And now, when I hit the shift key and hit 2, instead of giving me an at, it gives me the double quotes. And I spent about 20 minutes trying to figure this goddamn thing out. And apparently, this is how English keyboards are laid out. And I don't understand why. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, do they not use quotes a lot? I feel like moving them to the number pad areas. That's weird.
Like, how? In what way could it be sensible to separate the apostrophe and the double quotes? Like, how is that useful in any way? I wonder.
Okay, so wait a minute. So the apostrophe still works as regular apostrophe.
It's yeah,
only
that's
when
correct.
You. That's right. Okay, it's only. Okay, so it didn't switch 2 either. 2 is still
no,
where
no,
2
it's
is.
It's just now. It's now shift apostrophe shift, is at.
I see.
Like, well, here's
that's such
real
a weird
question.
Remapping.
How much are people hitting at? How much do you use that at, England?
Yeah, maybe they're doing, like, just a lot more Twitter than we are or something.
I guess.
They're really hammering.
So anyway. All of the advice about this is, oh, your computer is set to English UK. Switch it back to English US. No, that was not at all.
No, dude, case. That virus remapped your fucking keyboard.
I honestly think it was the Windows update that happened on the restart. I don't think it was virusy at all. I don't think that virus got in.
So maybe Windows needs to know about this.
So I fucked with it for 20 minutes and then just straight up gave up. And I'm like, I will figure this out another day. Because... It was like 10 p.m. I had been doing image editing all night for a logo that I still don't like. I wasted all of my free time yesterday on this goddamn thing.
I did notice I would get an update every once in a while. A few hours would pass and there would be another update. And I was like, wait, has he been working on this the whole time? Or is he going back and forth between things?
I just feel like there has to be something that I can do with these old baseball cards we had made when we were in Little League.
What I love is that yesterday was a holiday for some people, a bank holiday, whatever. And you mentioned to me that you didn't have any meetings on your calendar, and that was a very surprising turn of events for you.
It was nice. It's made such a quiet day.
And that's what you spent all your time doing, was working on this logo.
Oh, I really wasted my nice quiet day. Yeah, for sure. Anyway, and today I just restarted my computer and now it's all back to normal.
Oh,
so,
that's good.
But I could not imagine how mad it would have made you.
Well, I wouldn't have stopped after 20 minutes. I mean, that's for sure.
Yeah, you would have spiraled into it?
If it was not done, I would have been on it till it was done. And again, it would have been something like eventually I would randomly restart it and then it would work again. And then I would be so furious at the time that was spent. And the randomness of technology these days and why I don't do anything to it, but it stops working. And I'm getting mad talking about it right now. My Xbox controller will just desync. I don't know.
I mean, does it blip in and out? Because mine does that. Or does it just like stay unsynced?
Yeah, mine stays unsynced. It gets unsynced like every other day. And it'll just stay like that until I've fucked with it a random number of times. Trying to resync it doesn't work. Try to resync it doesn't work. And then on try 5 through 9, it eventually works. And I just go, why? Why did it desync? Just for what reason? Why would it do this to me?
It's a very good question.
And it's like, I want to switch to the wired controller, but then like I can't fuck with my Xbox from far away if I use the wired controller. So I can't use it as like a remote for my Sling or...
Oh, I just bought a remote for my Xbox One.
I think maybe that's what I should do then.
But here's the thing. Where is that remote?
That's a good question. I'm not sure where you put your remote for the Xbox.
It's like I don't have it anymore. Where'd it go? And it wasn't Bluetooth, and that's angry. That makes me angry.
Did you
You have to point it at the fucking Xbox, like old school.
Oh, and
my PlayStation 3 remote was Bluetooth. You could point it anywhere. You could be in another room.
Yeah, but then this one, if you like something was in the way, you'd be like, yep. God damn it, I have to...
If a fucking cat decides he's just going to stand in front of the Xbox and be a cat and have cat ideas...
Yeah.
You got to somehow convince the cat to move.
Which is usually to interfere with remote signals. Cats fucking love that.
They get a kick out of it, and I don't understand it.
Melcher would definitely just go and park his ass down in front of a... whatever kind of sensor you needed to target.
I'll sit in front of this corner of the TV. Like, no reason.
Fuck you, cat. So, yeah, maybe I should get a remote, because I'm tired of this nonsense. Then I could just go with the wired controller and not have to...
I mean, be careful. Sometimes they disappear. That's all.
And it's one risk of having remotes.
I wonder if it's under that other couch.
Dude, I built a coffee table.
I heard that you got some furniture.
Oh, that news is making its way around? That's nice.
No, I had dinner with Mom and Dad on Sunday. Dad didn't say anything at all.
That's pretty standard these days.
So Mom kind of had some silence to kill. So the idea that you had furniture, she wanted to know if I knew if you had built the furniture.
Well, it's 100% the kind of thing that parents will tell one child, is that they heard the other child built a coffee table.
Yep. No, just that you bought one. And Marjan's desk, and there's a third thing. What's the third thing?
There's a little bookshelf that went along
with
it.
That's probably what it was, a little bookshelf.
Marjan's desk. And then the last thing we'll have to get is a dining table, but then we'll, you know, and chairs, and then we'll finally be set on furniture.
Do they have such as Vietnamese furniture stores where the guys who sell you the furniture are definitely gangsters, but Katie doesn't want to believe it because they're nice to her?
Yeah, we talked about
this
before.
But it's because she's not in the other Vietnamese gang?
There aren't a lot of Vietnamese out here or any other Asians.
Where are you going to get a banh mi?
That is an extremely good question. We have seen a couple of Vietnamese places around, but they seem to focus on pho. They weren't really...
A lot of pho places sell you a banh mi.
Mm-hmm. It's possible. It is a possible thing that can happen. Actually, I got some Chinese food tonight, which was pretty baller. I got some boneless spare ribs.
Was it from that place that Siri recommended?
No. Well, actually, I don't know. I don't remember which specific one she recommended because I wanted her to shut up. But, no, it's a place called Best Wok. I don't know if it was the Best Wok, but it was, you know, the wok functions.
It was adequate wok at the very least.
Yeah, and the boneless spare ribs I got are baller, dude. So crispy, got that good texture. It's got like that tangerine beef texture.
Oh, when they soak it in some kind of fucking lye or something to make it weird and soft.
Yeah, it's like it's got kind of crispy on the outside, soft on the inside. It's delicious.
Yep, 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 yep.
It's that good stuff. But we went to a Chinese place not that long ago, Lucky Bamboo. That was garbage. Just garbage. Just everything tasted like oil. Just a bunch of oil.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was gross. But I mean, it was right next to K&S, which is a big Asian superstore. Because we tracked down the one that we need to go to that's in this area.
Well, it's nice to know that there is one.
Yeah, we stocked up on some things.
Like what? What you get at an Asian superstore?
Well, like a ton of ramen of various kinds. You know, all the instant nudes.
Yeah, if you want to get some good spicy ramens or even just some strange flavors.
Yeah.
Or some that have like black garlic in them.
Yeah, we got some Thai ones and we got some Malaysian ones and Indonesian ones. We went all over the map, dog. All over the Asian part of the map.
You took a little ramen tour of Asia without ever leaving Nashville.
Just like Huang Su, I felt like I was the prince of Asia.
Just like him.
I am trying to live my life.
I'm going to have to fucking give money to Drama Fever.
I've been doing it.
If these guys don't fix my shit.
I've been doing it. I thought about looking for that app, and then I remembered that it wasn't working. The app that you used to use.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, maybe it works on my Xbox if it doesn't work.
I mean, look, maybe they'll update it, but no, it's not on the Xbox. Well, okay. Trust me. I have looked. But like... They last updated it in October, so I feel like either they've given up on it or who knows when the next update will come.
Yeah.
And if that'll even fix the issue.
Because now I'm at like episode 70-something.
Yeah, and I still got to watch 45, I think.
Yeah. So there's been some awesome shit that you're just you're missing out. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, I know.
You're missing out.
I know that I am.
The Running Man.
I don't feel good about it. I'm not happy about it.
I can't wait. I don't know when the one that they're doing for Netflix is going to come out. The one with Jae-suk and Kwang-soo and others. The Netflix variety show that they have commissioned.
You'd think they'd be done filming it by now.
Yeah. So I'll be looking forward to that. You know what else has been going on in Korea?
The Olympics.
The Winter Olympics. The one with all the skeletons and luges, one and two man, and bobsleds. Are there what do they call those? Sliding? What are they called?
They do call them sliding sports.
Yeah, they got them non-sliding sports at the Winter Olympics?
Yeah, I mean, they did curling.
Oh, yeah, they got the curling, yeah.
They did skiing.
Various kinds of skiing.
They done figure skating?
Yep, that's right. The figure skating has been happening.
They done biathlon?
I guess there was some kind of dang old wardrobe malfunction in the figure skating.
Oh no, did somebody's nipple come out a little bit?
Nips is all just out. Some French,
did it look like a nipple?
French chick? I didn't see it.
Is that a thing that only a 37-year-old would ask? Like, I bet it just looked like a nipple.
Probably was a normal-looking nipple. I didn't even see it. I watched the performance live and didn't even notice.
Oh, so it was like a real sneaky one. Probably just popped out, said hi, and went right back
yeah,
in.
Yeah, it was a nipple sneak. And
I don't know why that doesn't happen more often.
Well, they don't do the sensible thing, which is to wear like a team, whatever, in this case a Team France singlet or whatever. You know what I mean? Like unitard kind of thing. Like anyone would wear. You know, like all the other sports have uniforms?
Yeah. No, they have to wear weird
costumes.
But like a weird combination of suggestive but still wholesome.
Yeah, they're like, you can see my entire ass and I'm wearing like some dental floss underpants.
Yep.
And all the entire back is missing, but I'm also a princess.
Yes.
And you're like, okay. That's amazing. But if they just wore whatever the fucking bobsled people wear or whatever, and then put some skates on. Even the helmets. Well, that'd be cool if they wore the helmets.
The bobsled people wear entirely they wear full body. I want to say Speedos because they look like they're made of. They look like they're made of what swimmers wear now. There's some kind of tech material.
Yeah. They should just wear something like that. Whatever. Or the speed skaters. I don't care. Just pick one.
I've decided that that's a technical wetsuit is what they're wearing.
Good.
Or a scientific wetsuit, perhaps.
Well, that's what the figure skaters should wear. But I would like it if they wear the helmet that the bobsledders wear. For head safety.
You could fall and hit the back of your head on the ice, and that could be it for you.
Yeah. But you got that helmet on, you're good to go. And wear the real dark visor, too. Oh, and by the way, that'd be way better. I don't have to see any more bad face acting from all these
fucking skaters.
When do you
think the last nip slip was in Korea?
Oh. You know, I wonder if a K-pop has ever done it or something, because they do wear some suggestive outfits.
Based on the
choreographies.
Based on a brief look I did into K-pop scandals, it doesn't seem like they've ever had a nudity scandal.
Yeah, I don't. I can't think of a nip slip that I have heard about.
I think they're very careful about that.
Yeah,
I mean, because I think the lady doesn't want to go to jail, and I'm 90% sure that would happen.
Oh yeah, the moral fiber of the country would be at risk if her nip accidentally slipped out.
Yeah.
Well, most of them don't have very big boobs.
Sure.
And then what they mostly show off is leg. They'll wear like a lot of short shorts and short skirts, but they tend not to go too much for the cleavage.
Well, you work with what you got.
Mm-hmm. Everyone got legs, so
it's true.
That's what they decided to shoot for, I think. Dude, I don't like Winter Olympics.
I mean, is K-pop a little bit ableist in that way that everybody has to have legs to be in K-pop?
Maybe. I've never seen a K-pop without legs. Yeah. A K-popper.
You're not into the Winter Olympics.
No, I don't like
them. It's actually my favorite of the two Olympics.
But we're not good at them. No Americans win anything.
That doesn't bother me.
It bothers me, man. I'm tired of watching Norway win every medal.
I mean, but this is for them.
I know that. What's so infuriating is that the only things we do win in are the things we clearly shoehorned into the game so we could win. all the snowboarding
extreme
events.
Snowboarding.
Yeah, and it's, of course, we just sweep the golds across those, and it's like, yep, that's exactly why we put
them
in the Olympics.
We weren't good at two skis, but we figured out a cheat.
It's just garbage.
You know, what if we just used one and said, this is different?
But didn't we used to be good at some of these? I feel like past we were like good at speed skating, weren't we? Didn't we have people like...
We had such as Apollo Ono.
Yeah, we had the Apollo Ono, and before him we had... what was the name of the guy who's... What happened? His sister died? Wasn't that what his Olympic journey was about?
Is that just the movie Blades of Fury?
I don't know.
Balls of Fury, Blades of Glory?
Is there a speed skating movie?
It's figures. It's a figure skating movie. No. Where Napoleon Dynamite and...
No, yeah. That,
I'm going to say
Will
Ferrell, but I'm not
it's
sure
Will
that's
Ferrell,
right.
And it's Blades
End
of Glory.
End up teaming up. Blades of Glory.
Yeah, it's two men. Which, by the way, Marjan is constantly arguing for. She wants to see two men skate together in the Olympics. It's very important to her and only her. I told her that even if most people out there would be supportive, they'd be supportive in the way where they don't really care. That she's not going to find anybody else... just vocally.
So this is the thing, right? That this year is the first year that there's an out figure skater.
Right.
It's the gayest sport, and that's fine,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
It's the gayest sport there is. Figure skating?
Yes.
So, like, if you told me that there was a couple, and they kissed on the ice after they did their routine, and they were both men, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So that's what I was saying. I was like, you know, even if everyone would be totally okay with it, you're the only person I have ever heard be like, why aren't there two dudes skating together?
Until that happens, do you think that she can satisfy herself by just imagining that two of the men in the two-man bobsled, like one of the two-man bobsled teams, are gay together, and she could just sort of have that idea?
They do kind of lay on each other in the two.
They lay on each other and they like... I mean, it's got to be like, that's probably not as bad as riding the grizzly, but, you know, there's some jostling.
Yeah, so in the bobsled, there's a lot of jostling, it looks like. So yeah. In the two-man bobsled, the one guy kind of looks like he's putting his head down by the other guy's butt. He's, like, leaning down behind him.
And if her point isn't about gayness, if she just wants two men to compete in pairs figure skating,
yeah.
I don't understand what the point is.
She just thinks they'd be able to do a lot of really cool, like, sick moves together.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Probably would mean the end of women in figure skating, though, at least in pairs.
Yeah, you ever think
hey,
of that?
Hey, we have two dudes who can both do quadruple axles or whatever, and there's, like, one woman in the world.
Well, what I told her was what it would become instantly would be synchronized skating. And that there wouldn't be any maneuvers where they're, like, doing stuff with each other. It would all
lifts
just
and
be...
throws.
It would all just be watch them do quads at the same time. And then they'd be like, you didn't do your quads at the same time. And that would be every element.
Frankly, I might not. I do like the synchronized diving.
You so like I, that. Okay.
So that might... Yeah, because they got to do it at the same time. That's tricky.
Yeah.
It's like making music up there.
And to be fair, I can't tell whether a dive is good, but I can tell whether they're in sync when they're in the air.
Right. And
oh, that's nice.
And you can watch two dives, and they can have two different degree of difficulties, and you can have thought in your brain that they did the same dive.
Oh, yeah. The diving is like the figure skating moves. It's hard to really discern.
This is the same. Like, someone does a jump, I have to wait for someone to tell me whether it was an axel or a salchow or a toe loop or whatever.
No, there's absolutely no way I would ever be able to know
that. And also, they have to tell me how many of them they did.
Yeah.
Like, I could basically guess based on how long they were in the air, but I can't count them.
The only thing I can tell is when they don't
do... Those little boys are spinning all around.
When they don't do as many as they planned because they kind of come out of it all lame. And you go, oh, okay, they did one fewer than they meant to. I don't know how many, but they did one fewer.
No, for me, it's like, did they fall down? No. Yeah. Everybody gets an A. Did good.
Unfortunately, the scoring is bonkers, because it's basically, I think 90% of it is degree of difficulty, and 10% is execution. It seems like you can fall on every element, and they'll just be like, he attempted a quad, 19 points. And you just go, okay. So at the end of the match, it's just the dude who attempted the most elements. I would just go in there every time and be like, I'm doing 44 quintuples. I don't know if you've seen those before, but I'm going to attempt 44 of them, and then I would just fall on all of them and win the gold medal, because...
I guess that does seem like a loop. You found a loophole, Matt.
The scoring is fucking ridiculous.
You cracked this thing. Here's the problem. probably once they figure out what you're doing, they'll change the rules.
Good.
So you got to find a way to get to the Olympics without tipping your hand.
It's going to be tough. I don't have any exemptions or anything. It's going to be really hard.
Now, how will they know you're attempting a quintuple? Do you shout, quintuple, as you jump?
You have to deliver your...
Because then you still have to stay in the air long enough to finish shouting quintuple, I think, or it doesn't count.
That should be the rule anyway. You should have to shout out your move. You should have to call your shot.
Triple Lutz!
Then do it. That would be amazing if they had to do that. Then I think that would help to put all the dumb face acting away, too, if you had to just shout out your moves, because you'd have to concentrate on that part, too. You couldn't
Wasn't there a dude who was famously pissed off that he didn't win gold, even though he did more jumps? More big jumps?
He's a Russian guy, and he did the most baller thing ever. He awarded himself the platinum medal.
That's right.
And he put it on his website that he had won the platinum medal at the Olympics.
So, essentially, Marjan must be in that guy's corner if what she just wants to see is two dudes skate together so they can do more jumps.
Yeah, I think that's...
Okay.
And I'm on that guy's team, too, because if you can give yourself the platinum medal, you should do it. If you got that power.
What about all the other dudes who didn't think of that? Do you think they're kicking themselves? Like, oh, shit.
I could have been the first platinum fucking winner, and now this guy, this Plushenko guy, he's in the history books for having the first platinum medal.
I haven't watched Olympics 1. This year.
Ah, but you just said it was your favorite of the two. Still doesn't move the needle.
It's like Olympic coverage is so bad that I would only watch it on the internet, but also...
It is very bad.
I got other stuff to do. Dynasty Warriors is out.
I know, I've been playing a ton of Dynasty Warriors. But let me just say, Dan Jansen was who I was thinking of. Dan Jansen won speed skating gold in 94, but he had been, like, trying to win it for years. He was, like, the best in the world, and he kept, like, having...
Dan Jansen? That doesn't sound real.
It sounds like a fake person? I know. Well, he was very white. But after even Apollo Ono, we had Shawnee Davis, who was very not white, and he won back-to-back golds. But I'm just saying, these days we don't win anything. So what's the deal? What's going on? How come we can't win any speed skating medals? Anyway.
Global warming.
Oh.
I assume.
It hasn't gotten to Norway yet.
Well, it's going to be one of the last places it gets to.
Well, then their advantage is only going to get bigger.
Yeah, but we'll start to get new winter sports like boogie boarding.
Well, you do wait for winter for in the future with the bad climates. You'll wait for winter to boogie board.
That's right.
Because otherwise, your skin will burn off.
Polar bear shooting, because they'll just be in everybody's business.
I thought they were going to go extinct because they weren't going to be able to eat anymore. That's what I've been reading.
I think they're just going to move south and become a real menace.
It's going
to
move.
That's my personal unscientific theory.
They're going to move to like Ontario.
It's just going to be all polar bears all throughout Ontario.
Okay, well, good. I think that's
Ottawa
actually
specifically
because haven't they had a polar bear? Is the Labatt Blue? Is it Labatt Blue? That's the polar
I don't know.
Bear.
The only Canadian beer I know is Moosehead.
What about Molson? You know that.
I know it exists. Okay. So I never had one.
I think Labatt Blue has a polar bear as its mascot, so that
should we do a tasting of the famous beers of Canada?
Yeah, dude, let's take a tour of Canadian suds. Why not?
No one has called beer suds in so long.
I meant brews.
You're the first. You're the first person to refer to a beer as suds since 1996.
Well, I was reliving Dan Jansen's glory. And,
yeah.
He was even pre, like, the Budweiser Frogs, I think.
Now,
so.
did Dan Jansen he also have a famous rival in the run-up to the Olympics named Dave?
Oh, you're thinking of Dan and Dave, the decathlon guys.
Decathletes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, there was
And then one of them didn't qualify.
Yeah, there's a good 30 for 30 podcast about Dan and Dave.
Yeah, I listened to one when I was playing. I was killing a bunch of Borgs in Star Trek Online, so this was many months ago.
Oh, maybe we listened to the same podcast.
It could have been, but I don't listen to 30 for 30, but it might have been replayed on like Radio Lab or something.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll play something like that.
All about the advertising campaign and then
I think it was the same one.
And then whoopsie.
And then oops.
One of them didn't qualify cuz he couldn't do a pole vault. Blech.
By the way, the rules for the pole vault are seriously fucked.
Well, it definitely seems like you would just set the bar super low.
Like, it is weird that it's just like, well, you picked a bad height, and even though you can do 1 inch lower than that, you don't get to go.
You get zero
even if that would have been
points.
Good enough.
Yeah. That's why when he came back, which I'm sure you heard because we listened to the same one, obviously, when he came back for the next qualifying, he just set the bar lower and just hit that and then qualified first. So aim low, I guess, is what the U.S. Olympic the Federation, well, I don't know what the hell they're called.
I still thought it was wild that he was like giving the other guy advice on which javelin to use. Like, why are they not the same?
Oh, well, they said there are like 90 different kinds of javelin that you can use or something.
Shouldn't everybody use the same javelin?
Apparently not.
It doesn't seem fair if you could bring your own hyper javelin.
Apparently, Dave.
Mine's got
Dave?
Two Estes C67 rockets in it.
Apparently, Dave saw that Dan was throwing it weird. I don't know if that was something that he always did or just that day, and he knew.
No, the rockets were firing too soon. It wasn't getting the right launch angle.
Yeah, messing up his release.
He was using C63s. It doesn't make any sense.
So then Dave pointed out to Dan that
the parachute comes out too soon if you do that.
He needed to use an Atlas V. Is that what you were saying?
I'm saying Rocket Club didn't exist by the time you got to middle school, did it?
No, it was done.
Okay.
Was that Mr. Murphy or somebody?
Yeah, I think it was Mr. Murphy.
Well, that was gone. He was probably gone. It was gone. It was all gone.
Unless Mr. Murphy was the name of my fourth grade teacher. I think it was Mr. Fletcher.
Mr. Fletcher. Okay.
Yeah.
Either way, a couple of big whites.
They used to let us shoot rockets into the air at school.
That's because we had John D. Morgan Park there, man. And that's prime rocket real estate.
It is. I think NASA's interested, in fact.
Maybe SpaceX. Maybe they'll launch out of that big bowl there.
So the Olympics, like, led off with curling, right?
Yeah, curling was...
And I think that's why I stayed away, because curling is too powerful for me. Sexually.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wait, why is that?
It's unclear, but it is something I noticed at the last Olympics, which is, apparently, I am attracted to women from Minnesota.
Oh, this is very weird. I didn't
like,
know this was going to happen.
In their 30s, like all the curling athletes are, they're not young.
Right. Let me look up the USA curling team.
I haven't looked this year, and it's not just the U.S.
Kind of.
Because they all look like they're from Minnesota.
Hot stone-throwing Phillies we got here.
Yeah.
Team USA.
Bunch of nice moms.
Could be. So, well, some people are into dads, you know. Why can't someone be?
Exactly.
We know people are into moms, I guess, right? That's a
thing. I don't know what broke in my brain, or...
You're old now, dude.
I am old, for sure.
You want somebody's nice mom.
She seems nurturing.
Yeah, meet Team USA. Let's meet them. Let's meet them by sport. Can I do that? Roster by sport. Here we go. Sorry this is taking so long. This website is garbage.
NBC does everything wrong with the Olympics.
Corey, the girl, her name is Corey. Corey Christensen.
I haven't looked. I don't know the names of any of these women. I don't trust myself.
Paige not found, but she is from Duluth, Minnesota.
Yeah, they all are.
Eileen.
I mean, some are from Wisconsin, but that's the same.
Giving. Ooh, that's not so great. Okay. She looks like her whole face got sad. What about Becca Hamilton? Okay. Kind of an alternative mom.
Okay, I don't know any of these women, so...
Becca Hamilton's from Madison, Wisconsin.
I can't vouch for any of these Wisconsinites.
How about Tabitha Peterson? That definitely sounds like she's from Minnesota, because she's from Minnesota.
That sounds like it could work.
Oof. Okay. That's not so great either.
Now she's a little busted, too?
Yeah, she looks, she looks nervous.
maybe I could have watched it this year. Who knows?
And Nina Roth, also from Wisconsin. Page not found, so...
Anyway, there's never going to be, like, a catalog or a Sports Illustrated issue where they're all, like, nude, but they've got their brushes in front of them or whatever. You know, they do that sometimes.
Yeah, like ESPN's the body issue. Thank you. I almost just called it the naked issue, but the body issue.
That's not the curling team, and yet I still found it very affecting last time, so wow. I've stayed away.
That's fascinating. I don't know if there are any I don't know if there are sports like that for me, where I'm like, oh, these athletes of the sport are too much for me. I can't watch.
No, everyone always talks about beach volleyball, but
nope,
it's not beach volleyball.
If we haven't talked about it here, we've talked about it somewhere else together, but their bodies are weird. They got weird long torsos.
They're very tall, and they are not proportioned as other women.
No, and it's like you can't just put skimpy clothes on someone and then they're hot. Like, you could just put skimpy clothes on an ugly person, and then you got an ugly person who needs to wear more clothes.
And what I like in the human butt is not muscliness.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, and they got like 9 packs, and they're like, it's just, it's not.
It's not amazing. They got those delts that basically have like a wingsuit if they stretch their arms out. Their delts cobra out on the sides.
That's a good point, yep.
Not into that too much.
Yeah, they're like...
in men or women. Flying you guys, squirrels. No cobras. Shit. I don't like that any more than I like The Rock's huge... neck part.
Traps?
Yeah. Is that the right one? The traps. Too much traps? Not into that either.
Yeah. Well, he's nothing compared to Batista, dude. That guy's got...
I like a human that is human-shaped, is what I'm saying. That doesn't have strange animal elements to them.
And the game's not as fun, too, just while we're criticizing beach volleyball. The game's not as fun as indoor volleyball.
No, indoor volleyball's a lot better.
It's way better.
I get when there's 6 of them girls.
Yeah.
I've never seen men play indoor volleyball. I assume they do.
It happens. Sometimes I get confused. I'll turn on what it says college volleyball, and that means men's, because otherwise it would say women's college volleyball because of, sexism. Yeah,
but it's like, isn't it women 90% of the time?
Yes.
And also, isn't it only the Pac-10? I feel like only the Pac-10 plays college volleyball.
Men's or women's?
Yeah.
No, because the rest of the country plays the women's. The Big Ten's got some good teams. Like Penn State and Nebraska are usually pretty good. And,
really?
Yeah. But not the, not so much in the Southeast.
Anyway, it is a much better game.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
No, I think we have talked about it because the idea that seeing someone in a bikini might be exciting is, like, delightfully quaint.
I know. It's like, hey, the volleyball's on. Do you want to watch it? No, I'm good. But they're wearing bikinis. And it's like, yeah, I got the internet. Like, I can.
Have you seen HBO's fall lineup? It's all shaved pussies. So what are we doing with these bikinis now?
That's right. Yeah, the pay cables, they really go for it sometimes.
Yeah.
They're like, we got to take advantage of this this HBO, Cinemax, whatever label that we've got on this show, and we got to really give you a lot of muff if we can. you ever see that Westworld show?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
It's about a robot theme park with robots.
Robot theme park. And... I feel about it the same way that I feel about the pirate show. That somebody spent many tens of millions of dollars making this show. And I appreciate that part. I appreciate the effort and cost that has gone into it. But it's like not a good show.
Oh.
But people really like it. People are way into this one, unlike the pirate one. And I can't
figure it out. Yeah, people did talk about it a lot when it was new.
I watched it just to kill time. And I was like, oof. Oof. Not so good, but expensive.
I think people really like the idea of Blade Runners of various types.
All the Blade Runners. All of the replicants. Had to think of the right name.
Yeah, I didn't. I wasn't going to be able to pull it.
Yeah. Did you see the other Blade Runner? The newer one?
I haven't seen any Blade Runner ever.
What? Well, hold on. You haven't even seen original style?
No.
Original
and the fact that there are 8 versions of it
it's means intimidating. That
I'm just not going to.
Yeah.
Because I'll watch it, and then I'll say, that wasn't anything, and then someone will say...
Well, you didn't watch the right version,
You though. Didn't watch the right version of Blade Runner. You've got to watch the one where he does narrate it, but from the point of view of a ghost, so can see it all.
Good. Yeah, no, you definitely need non-narrated, as long as we're going to go there, because...
Yes, and I hear that, but only because there was a discussion about that on a podcast I listened to today.
Okay. Yeah, Harrison Ford basically just reads off a page, and
it's someone bad. Said they liked how much he phoned it in.
It's bad. It's really... He's like, it was raining again. It always rained. And you're like, okay...
We all know
this is bad.
from our work on the other half of this podcast,
right?
That a narrative element can be dramatically fulfilling if it's in the form of a captain's log entry that doesn't make sense.
Yes.
When is he saying this?
The tenses change a lot. You don't really understand what the context is. Who's around right now? That stuff's all really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just gives you something to chew on.
Harrison Ford's character could learn a lot from Captain Kirk. Captain Kirk.
Yeah, but no, I never did see a Blade Runner, and I didn't see the new Blade Runner either.
I don't remember what my point was about it. Oh, yeah, robots.
Robots.
Yeah. Yeah, people do seem to enjoy that idea. And anyway, that one had a ton of nudity, and it was all just completely unnecessary, that robot cowboy show, robot theme park show. So, that's how we got to that. Yeah, dude, we've been playing a lot of Dynasty Warriors.
Yes. Not together. We're not allowed to play it together.
No, the Koei's not... They're not so good at making the games.
And... Which is fine, because the way we've been playing it is so very different.
Well, you've been playing it, I think, in a way that's different from...
I've just been trying to explore every map marker.
It is a very big map. They made a big map, which I like.
It's extremely big.
It's very big.
I've got, like... I'm, like, 12 or 13 hours into the game. I've probably got about...
How do you know how many hours you are into the game?
Well, I didn't leave it on overnight, so when I save my game, it tells me.
But I save the game, and then I'll turn off the system, but then when I turn the system back on, it's still just going.
That shouldn't be.
Game's just still going, and it's now told me I've played for several days.
So, the Xbox One has got, background apps running in the way that the iPhone does, where, if you really want to quit an app, you gotta
quit it.
You gotta click the start menu button on its fucking icon in your dock, and then click quit.
Yeah, I don't do that.
So I do that.
I don't have the energy for that.
I do that, and that's how I know how long I've played.
But most games don't continue to count. This is the only game I've ever seen just continue to count.
Well, let's get right into it. Everything about this game is a little bit wrong.
It didn't build it good. They're not great.
It's like they tried to put so much stuff in that they couldn't afford to do a round of polish on any aspect of the game.
Yeah.
Because every aspect has an obvious correction. Like, for instance, sometimes the analog stick that you use to move, the left analog stick, can also be used to select menu items. But sometimes it can't.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's extremely frustrating.
Yeah, your hands get confused. You push on the stick and can't figure out why nothing's happening.
You can save anywhere.
Yes.
So why are there campfires in the game?
I don't know what they're for other than just extra waypoints.
I mean, I guess maybe you could cook there.
Yeah, you can cook
there. If you gathered some ingredients.
Yeah.
But since you can also just fast travel to any city at any time.
Yeah.
That you've been to.
I agree. To me, they're just extra waypoints.
Yep, there's just something else for me to go to on the map.
Yeah. I have occasionally warped to one because it was the closest thing.
There's a system where you can buy a horse and then raise and ride your horse.
Yeah.
But you have a horse even if you don't buy one.
Yep, that's right. It's just
it just doesn't level up or do anything except it's a horse, so it can still make you move faster on the map.
It can do the runny things that horses do. Yeah.
You can still swing your sword off the side of the horse and hit people.
Right. That's true. That's all true. I think they didn't want to strand you like they've done in previous games because they made the map so big.
The map is enormous, but so you can fast travel.
So they were like, right away, we got to give people horses no matter what.
Yeah. There is a bow, an arrow system. I've used it once.
It's not very good.
It's not strong, and that's a problem.
Yeah.
Also, the aiming is not easy.
Well, it's just really dumb. When those guys are
up on the towers, I have a very hard time actually hitting them.
It's very dumb. It's a dumb aiming system, and... I guess it's stronger against animals than against humans, and I just go, I don't understand. Do arrows not hurt people? I'm confused by this.
There are all kinds of RPG mechanics. It's unclear whether any of them are useful.
Yeah.
I've just been putting all of my upgrade points into attack power.
Why not? Who cares?
That's all I want.
Yeah, it's got a crafting system, but you can just craft the ultimate weapon 10 minutes into the game.
Yeah. If you know how.
Yeah.
And that's the real barrier, because they won't tell you how to do anything.
They won't tell you how to do even a single thing. Yes, you could go through the whole game without ever figuring out how to craft anything.
Yeah.
But it's also possible to just, do fish for a little bit and get the things you need and make the ultimate weapon before you've killed a single officer.
Yep. And the ultimate weapon is roughly 4 times as powerful as the starting weapons, so you're gonna want it.
Yep. and also when you like complete a scenario, all the hard work that you did on this giant map gets reset so that it can start the next historical based scenario.
I would be fine with it all being reset if I still keep my fast travel points.
You will not.
If that happens, I will be angry. But what about my house that I bought in the West?
I don't know. I just bought one. I haven't completed a scenario with a house yet. I assume you keep your house, but
so I'll be able to fast travel to the most remote part of the world because that's where I bought a house.
Why did you do that?
That's when I could finally afford one.
Yeah, you'll maybe.
I didn't have 30,000 gold until I got to that part of the map.
Maybe you will be able to fast track there. Then you'll have to earn your way back by going through all those waypoints again. But you know, sometimes you come across
I'll just get on a horse, set my destination as the city, and hit L1 to put it on auto run, and then the horse will go there.
Wait a minute, L1?
It'll take an hour.
Wait a minute, there's auto run?
Yeah, I'm sorry. If you hit left trigger,
yeah,
the horse will go to your waypoint on its own.
Whoa. I didn't even know that.
It takes just as long as if you were driving, and the horse can get confused and like try to run into some bamboo and shit, and then you might have to take control. But it will steer itself to where you're
going.
I don't
believe that. That doesn't sound like Koei to me.
Yeah.
I think like they know how to program
horses. The GPS will auto-reroute every so often, and the horse will just start following the new route, and sometimes it'll take you right through a stand of bamboo or trees or something.
Like if a GPS sent you into a lake or something.
Basically.
Yeah. I didn't even know about that feature. That's interesting. So now that I'm tired of playing this with Liu Bei, and I've got the ultimate weapon for Liu Bei and everything, I'm just trying to power through the scenarios.
Why don't you just charge the final objective every time?
That's what I've been trying to do, but it still takes a really long time.
Oh, man.
Because they decided to do something which I thought would be cool, which is to put in all of the novel elements that are always missing from Dynasty Warriors games.
There's a lot going on in this game.
It's making me play out Liu Bei's life story, which, again, I thought would be neat.
Yeah, here is the thing.
But it never ends.
If Dynasty Warriors 10 came out next year,
yeah,
and it was Dynasty Warriors 9 again, but every system had been polished,
yeah.
It could be something.
Yes.
So, I mean, the phrase that I think best, my four-word review for Dynasty Warriors 9 is swing and a miss.
Yeah. They did. They made an attempt.
They tried some stuff. And, like, as I have moved throughout this huge map, the terrain is changing.
Mm-hmm.
They built this China. They built this enormous China.
I've been into bits of, like, the southern bits of China, and it definitely looks different from, like, the northern plains.
Yeah.
And you've
been you start out in kind of pine forests.
Yeah.
And then there's the fucking Gobi Desert out there in the west, and now I'm down in bamboo jungles.
Yeah. Oh, are you down hanging out where like Menghuo is?
Lord Menghuo. I'm near Jianning specifically.
Right.
So I'm not even as far south as you can get, and it's already starting to get jungly. Also, pandas are good guys in this game. Don't know if you knew that.
I didn't.
They are animals that do not attack you. Even deer are marked as enemies. Pandas are marked as good guys.
Aw, that's
maybe
nice.
China wouldn't let this game be imported if you could kill pandas. I don't know.
That's funny. So I'm kind of sick of it. I'm going to keep playing it. There are 90 characters.
Yeah.
How am I ever supposed to play this more than one? This one is taking forever.
Yeah, here's the thing. You're not getting your $60 worth of with this game,
I think I might not. I might have to go back and get Dynasty Warriors 8 and play what I wanted to play, which was a bunch of individual stages that loosely are based on the Romance of the Three Kingdoms novel, where I can get random weapon drops, and then I can unlock dudes, and I can play as them.
In Dynasty Warriors 2, the stages were big enough.
Oh yeah, that's never been a problem. They weren't.
You
like,
could still kill your 3,000 dudes, especially if you weren't focusing on the gate guard, you know, the gate guards and stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
Nah.
But we have spent a lot of time playing it, so I guess it's our loyalty to Koei.
I don't know. I'm still paying $7 or $8 an hour until I get some more hours in. By the way, I bought the season pass, so whatever DLC comes out.
I'm so glad I didn't buy that.
I hope it's all. But that's the thing. If it's awesome, you can just buy the DLC.
That's right. That's
well, you're not exposed to the risk that the DLC will be as bad as the main game.
I bought the DLC for Call of Duty, and I don't think anything's really happened with that yet.
I mean, one thing's for sure. I'm not playing Call of Duty anymore.
Yeah, but
like,
once you
stop, I cannot see going back.
Yeah, once you stop, you're like, oh, I'm out.
I'm not going to want to drop in with my, and then like try to get into a game and just start mashing X. Like, oh, I can't do my combos.
What's going on here? I put the gems.
I just
into my
keep
weapon.
Attempting to reload my gun.
Yeah, it's you'd be rusty for sure. There'd yep. be some rust to shake off. And there are no other good games like that seem like they're going to come out anytime soon.
No, I've really been playing a lot of Pocket Camp.
Yeah, is that can I just go fishing and catch bugs?
Well, I mean, you can certainly just fish and catch bugs, and
but
when you get too many to hold, you can just sell them.
I can't complete my collection and put them in the museum or anything, can I?
Well, it will store in. There is a part of your game that is a collection of everything you've got, and you'll be able to see that you got all the fish and all the bugs.
How many fish are there?
There are 37 total fish and bugs.
That's not
currently.
Enough. That is not.
Yeah,
enough.
But they have promised to add more.
They better. I'm not coming back until they add a shit ton of fish and bugs, and then tell me that I can catch one of each. That's all I ever did on the other games.
Yes, but you had to wait until it was March to catch
yeah.
some of them.
And so I never completed the collection.
That's right.
Because I
have all 37 of the current 37.
Because I would always give up at some point.
It did take me probably a month before I finally caught a koi, though.
Oh.
That was the hardest one for me.
Well, so what are you doing in there, then? What's happening in the Pocket Camp?
I am building up my friendships with all of the different animals.
So, right, that's what I was doing when I was playing.
So 8 or 9 of them have already hit level 20 and given me their pictures.
That's very nice of them.
I'm working on the amenities in my camp so that I
can
raise...
Did they give you like a hollow concert that they did one time? Is that the gift they're giving you?
They didn't give me a hollow concert,
they didn't
but
give
they
the
did
Tashi
give me pictures
of
themselves.
Thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Most recently, you can now also change the outfits that the animals are wearing.
Cool.
But they can wear... But you have to have a piece of clothing in your inventory to give them. They won't just... You can't just change them to anything.
Right.
So there's that. Now, sometimes balloons appear on the map containing gifts from
okay,
the animals.
That's like
so
the
you
old
might,
days.
You might get an orange or something. They've added quests where somebody has lost an item and you have to go find it.
Okay.
You still can't write letters.
That's okay. I always hated that.
There's still no museum. I know
so
that's
mad.
The thing you really want.
It makes
is
me really
blathers.
Mad. I want to go in there and see the things I've collected. I want to walk into the aquarium and say, I caught that. That's my barred knife jaw. I caught it.
You still can't design your own clothing, but that's kind of good because that means you don't have to go look. You don't have to go to someone's town and they're wearing a shirt that's got 15 dicks on it.
It's very problematic with the online play.
Yeah, there wasn't so much online. Like you had to bring your in the original Animal Crossing, you had to bring your memory card to a friend's house, and if you then showed them your shirt with a dick on it, maybe their mom got mad, but they were mad at you, not at the game.
Right. Yeah,
it's a little different now.
It's a different time. They don't call it suds anymore, man.
You can't, like, chop down trees or plant more fruit trees so you have more fruit, because that would mess with the microtransactions.
Yeah, but you can do flowers. You can garden your flowers.
You can garden, yep. Yeah. And now animals have started accepting flowers as quest items.
Oh.
So sometimes they want a certain type of flower. They've only ever asked for the ones where you can just buy the seeds from the gyroid, though.
They're afraid people are... going to not be accomplishing tasks because they haven't gotten deep into the gardening.
Right. They're not going to be like, oh, I need a blue tulip. And you're like, I have to crossbreed like 50 times to get a blue tulip.
Right.
But you can crossbreed.
Yes. I remember. I did it. That was the last thing I did before I stopped playing. I was like,
right.
Crossbred some flowers.
So that's I don't know.
Okay. All right.
It's still Animal Crossing.
Well, there's no Red Dead Redemption till God knows when. And, not even any cool ace combat.
Well, you can go ride your horse around in the Gobi Desert in Dynasty Warriors 9. That's basically Red Dead Redemption. You never interrupt a lynching or anything out there, but...
I can collect a lot of cedar leaf and stuff.
You can get
like
attacked
that.
By a tiger. That's like being attacked by a cougar.
It's a lot like it, actually. Or I could just, you know, one of the backwards compatible games on the Xbox is the Red Dead Redemption. I could just play that, the first one.
Yeah, that would be fun. I bet the graphics are donk, but who cares?
I played it not that long ago. I played it, I don't know, like a year and a half ago. On the Xbox One, on the backwards compatibility, and it seemed fine.
And it was still okay because it was majestic.
Yeah, the game itself is still awesome, even if the graphics were maybe a little bit less.
Yeah. And of course, I have to watch 5 episodes of Star Trek before next week.
Yeah, starting now. You're on the clock.
Now we are on the clock. Now,
what are we gonna watch?
If you want to watch along, it is Amok time.
Amok time.
Loud as a whisper.
Reba, I'm Reba.
Rivals.
I don't have anything for that one.
Threshold.
Nope.
And A Night in Sick Bay.
Mm.
I bet it's a sexy night.
My Dinner with Andre. Oh, yeah, know what you said. About it being sexy. Yeah, everyone will wear a half shirt. Everyone who watches the episode should also wear a half shirt at home and send photos.
I have to make a half shirt?
Yep, make a half shirt and you gotta tweet that picture.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's gonna be amazing. You too, Ben.
I had an ingrown hair on my belly, so now there's like a little scab. It's not going to be sexy. Don't act like you never got an ingrown hair on your belly.
Ben has to play too. Everybody send a picture of your half shirts.
Ben will do that. One time as a dare, we made Ben push his boobs together and take a picture of it to send to Ryan to see if Ryan would be interested.
If Ryan wanted to fuck that.
Basically, yeah. And he played along a little. That's all. That's all I'll say about that.
He wanted to fuck that.
We sent the picture to him from someone's phone that Ryan didn't have in his address book, and he couldn't really remember who it was. But anyway, we used to do fun pranks.
Yeah, good times. All right, we're on the clock, dude. It's time to watch Star Trek. Let's watch it now.
That's right.
All right, bye, everybody.
I heard that you got some furniture.
Oh, that news is making its way around? That's nice.
No, I had dinner with Mom and Dad on Sunday. Dad didn't say anything at all.
That's pretty standard these days.
Please subscribe.